questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest, Sayyid Muhsin Naqwi, from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. It is said, not only in Islam, but in all of the Abrahamic religions, that Allah, God, is more loving than a mother. If that is the case, the poser of this question says, why is it that we do not see this love? Astaghfirullah, but it is the poser of the question who says this. So Sayyid, what do we answer to this question?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a good question, obviously, and it's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It more relates to the theological discussions, basically, right, that we have, which is related to our beliefs. We believe, and also, obviously, in the narrations, it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves more than the mother.
Right.
Now, the one who has asked the question, the brother or sister, they have said, like, why we can't see this?
And they're troubled by many problems, financial issues, familial issues, so many problems.
The first question which I want to ask them, that what do you mean by seeing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That, you know, obviously everyone has a criteria. Everyone looks at a scenario through his own perspective, according to his own perspective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us more than the mother. That's the first thing. When we look at the mother's love, what we see is whenever we have financial issues, okay, sometimes, or maybe when we are learning, sometimes they do not help us. Why? Because they want us to learn and they are training us, basically.
Why?
Sometimes they are taking a trial of us, because when I say I love my mother or I can do this and that, there's a trial. They leave us on our own. But ultimately, we see that they are helping us. Okay, maybe, you know, a kid when he is doing, he's cleaning the house, the mother is not giving the money for cleaning the house, but rather she's giving a piece of cake,
right,
or a sweet as a gift, or as what you have done, or being a good child.
As a reward, yeah.
As a reward. So there is ultimately, there is a reward from the mother. But on the other hand, but when we look at the mother's reward, it's one reward and not much. On the other hand, when we look at the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's actions and how he gives us a reward, he says, when you perform a deed, I change it to 10. I, like, multiply this deed.
Right, your hasanat.
To hasanat, your or good deeds. Deeds into 10 good deeds.
Right.
There are sometimes, he says, I multiply it to 70 times. And there is sometimes 100 and 200 times, or maybe 1,000 times.
Right.
So it depends on our actions, how we are doing, what we are performing. The love of Allah, if the love of Allah is only and only in the money,
right,
you know, then obviously we are limiting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Whereas, for example, yes, I do not have money. For example, I do not have money. But alhamdulillah, I have health. I'm healthy. Right. I do not have money, but I have inner peace. I do not have a car or bike to, for example, you know, being worried about it, it's been stolen and all. So I'm free of a lot of worries that are in the life. So the stress which I could not bear, Allah is not giving me that stress, because Allah says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah do not put stress or pressure on anyone except he can bear it. So I need to first think or believe that what I have in my life, it's according to my own bearance. The amount of bearing a stress, that amount which I have, this is what Allah has given me. And this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he hasn't put a lot of pressure on me. He has given me the pressure of the amount of what I can bear. And this shows the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first thing. The second thing is, when we talk about the rizq, sustenance, we generally limit the risk into the financial terms only, unfortunately. And these financial terms which we talk about, this is not the rizq only. The rizq is about the knowledge that we have. It's the kids that we have, the life that we have, the health that we have. If my eyesight is good, if I'm healthy,
success.
The spirit, the inner peace, the success that you have in your life, the family that you have next to you, the friends that you have. Obviously, all these things are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The life or the amount of breath that I'm taking, it's been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what He has given me. He has allowed me to live in this world with a free will that I can choose between good and bad. And I need to choose the good. Obviously, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. And on top of that, Allah is merciful. You know, every powerful person or the superpower, when we talk about them, when we say them like, can you define yourself? Or can you explain about yourself? They say we are the superpower. For example, we have these many tanks, right, or planes or the
they
atomic
describe
bomb,
how powerful they are.
How powerful they are.
Right. Only.
And they say, like, we have invaded this country, that
right.
country, we can do this and that. When we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, can you explain about yourself? He says, open my book and you will find me. When we open His book, the very first phrase, the very first verse in the Quran says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is how He is introducing Himself. In the name of Allah or God, or with the name of God, who is the beneficent and merciful. So He is introducing Himself as the beneficent, being beneficent, right, and the merciful. He's not saying, I am Qahhar or Jabbar, I'm powerful, I can.
He is that as well, but he starts off by also saying,
he is
also
that.
The merciful.
Ahsan. He is that. He can show His power. He can talk about His power that if
right.
you do not obey me, I will do this and that and all those. No. He is just introducing Himself by being the most beneficent, the most merciful.
Right.
Now, this shows that Allah is the merciful. And, you know, there is a time when mothers, they leave their children when they're a lot of angry. But about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have like in the Dua Arafah, this is one of the supplications by Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arafah. Ya man sabaqat rahmatuhu ghadaba. O the one whose mercy takes over his anger.
Right, precedes his anger.
Precedes his anger. Sabaqat, yes, preceding. His mercy precedes his anger.
Right.
That's why we say He is most merciful, and that's how He introduced Himself.
So from that aspect, He is loving, logically, even more than a mother, just from this point of view.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And on the other hand, even if Allah does not give us, for example, you know, if the criteria is the money, if He's not giving us what we want, He even has said that if you do not get this in this world, I will give you in hereafter.
Right.
A better reward. Whereas if mother is not giving something, there is no reward after that.
Right, it is done.
It is done.
Right.
She did not have anything to give, for example, but Allah do have. But when He is not giving, He's not giving because of some reason.
Right.
It's not for our, you know, it's not in favor of us.
It is not for our benefit.
It's not for our benefit. That's why He's not giving us
many
such
reasons.
A thing.
Just about the same philosophy of bala. Why are some people so troubled? Why are some people see so many problems? Why is that dude rich and I'm poor? There are many reasons.
There are many reasons.
That does not mean that Allah is not more loving than a mother.
It's all trial, basically. He said
right.
it is the trial. Sometimes He give money to some people and trial them. It takes their trial
right.
that what they do with this money.
Exactly.
On the other hand, he takes away the money from some people and he takes the trial. Because, you know, according to some narrations, we have this, that if Allah hasn't given money to someone, it's because if that person would have, if that person will get the money, he will become rebel.
He will turn his back on Allah.
Yes, exactly. On Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So Allah has safeguarded this money from him so he does not sin.
Yes. It's just like, you know, we differentiate between our kids as well. Some kids, we allow them to use the knife.
More responsible. They're more mature. They're
more mature. They can cut the vegetables or, you know, they can help or the fruit. But for some kids, we never allow them use the blades or the, you know, the
We have the saying, very famous saying, money changes people.
Yeah.
And some say, no, it does. It isn't money that changes people. It just shows their nature, their true nature. That's up to philosophical standpoint.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes when he's not giving us those blessings or what we want, it's because he wants to save us.
Not giving is a blessing in itself. It is a rahmah in itself.
Yeah. It is rahmah, it is mercy. Why? Because he wants to enter us into the heavens.
Right.
And therefore he knows that, obviously he is alim, he knows everything, he's all-knowing. He knows that we will misuse what is been given to us.
Of course.
And obviously later we are answerable. And on other hand, I have a question from those who ask such a question, who raise such a question,
right,
that how much waste do you have in your life? You know, israf. How much wastage have you done in your life? How many things you wasted in accordance to the, like in the relation to the money, in relation to your energy, in relation to your time, in relation to be with the family, with the friends, the opportunities which were given to you and you wasted those opportunities, just think about those things.
Right.
When we have wasted all many these things, then by having money, nothing's going to be, you know, being solved. Nothing will be solved by the money because we will also waste the money.
Exactly.
So this
but
is
at least you will waste less if you are poor.
So basically we need to make ourselves accountable for what we have and then raise such a question. But yes, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even love of more than 90 mothers. He says, if you want to, in one of the narrations, if you want to compare the love of Allah with the love of mother, he loves 90, he loves
90
equal
times.
To 90, 90 times of one mother. So a mother just love you as a mother, but Allah loves us more than a mother.
Right, Sayyid. So just a question I wanted to ask you personally. Do we see religious people, actual religious people, are they usually poor or rich? Because if they are religious people, then Allah would give them more rizq, right? Is this logical to assume or is this a fallacy?
Well, definitely the religious people have more money, more sustenance, let me say sustenance, than the non-religious people. Why? Because it is the religious people who are the prophets, who are the imams, who are the saints, and they have control of the worlds as well in their hands. So all the treasures of this world or the worlds are in their hands. For example, the Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein are the religious people who are the masters of the paradise.
Right.
Their mothers, as Fatima, the Lady Fatima is the master of all the women of the old world.
Right.
And the Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad is the cause of the creation of the whole universe.
Right.
Allah has created the whole universe because of them. On the other hand, we have other saints as well. There are many stories about the mystics, Urafa as well, who know how to change the clay into gold and all those. So we have all these things. There are many stories and there are the real things, but obviously we know that the real sustenance or being rich is being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, you will have this world and hereafter.
Can we say, dear Sayyid, on a final note, that you who has weak iman and you are poor, that's the reason?
Yes.
And on that, we will end today's program. I thank you, dear Sayyid, and also thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن